Hey Scott, this is Carrie. I'm recording this on Skype.
Okay, great. Thank you.
We have it for our records. Do you need me to share the desktop with you, or you're not going to have a desktop presentation? It's just going to be
no
verbal. Okay.
Yeah. We'll make things available to people upon request.
Okay.
So we have that in our public notice too.
Sure, and then I'll send this recording out to you so you can archive it on your website or whatever. So I'm going to put it on mute, and then if you need anything from me, just let me know, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep, no problem, Scott.
All right. Well, I've got 6 o'clock, so I'm going to get started. Good evening to anyone who might be listening, and welcome to the Williamsport Area Transportation Study MPO 2021 to 2024 Transportation Improvement Program Public Meeting. My name is Scott Williams. I'm the Transportation Planning Supervisor in the Lycoming County Department of Planning and Community Development. This meeting is being recorded, and the recording will be made available on our website after the meeting. To start, I'd like to give a brief overview of our transportation improvement program and then allow some time for public questions and comments. As I mentioned, I work in the County Planning Department in Lycoming County. The Planning Department is the host agency for the MPO that is responsible for adopting this transportation improvement program document. So I'd like to start by briefly describing what an MPO is and what an MPO does before giving an outline of our transportation improvement program, which we usually shorten to TIP. So I'll call it that throughout the rest of this. A Metropolitan Planning Organization, or MPO, is a planning body composed of elected and appointed officials from local, state, and federal governments or other agencies they have an interest or responsibility in the local transportation system. An MPO can be a regional multi-county organization or a single county. The Williamsport Area Transportation Study, which we usually shorten to WATS, we love our acronyms. The WATS is a single county MPO that covers just Lycoming County. The WATS MPO is responsible for creating a long-range transportation plan for Lycoming County, the TIP, and many other documents that guide local implementation of transportation improvements. The WATS TIP is a document identifying all highway, bridge, and public transit projects containing federal or state funds that are going to be programmed within Lycoming County during the next 4 federal fiscal years. These types of projects cannot proceed until they are included on a TIP. The TIP is developed cooperatively between PennDOT, Lycoming County Planning Department, and RVT, River Valley Transit, is our fixed route transit provider. It is then provided for review and approval by the WATS MPO board every 2 years. An extensive MPO public involvement process is employed during the development of the TIP, including this meeting right now. Upon approval by the WATS MPO, the TIP is then forwarded to PennDOT and Federal Highways and the Federal Transit Administration for final approval. Once adopted and approved, the TIP is not frozen, though. Modifications or formal amendments to the TIP can be considered by the MPO board at any time. Then the MPO has adopted TIP administrative procedures to process TIP modifications and formal amendments when they're necessary. WATS is one of many MPOs in Pennsylvania, and they are all conducting the same exact process right now with adopting a new TIP. After all the MPOs in Pennsylvania have adopted a new approved TIP, all those TIPs are rolled together into a STIP, which is a State Transportation Improvement Program. When we're developing this TIP, we're operating under a specific set of constraints stemming from state and federal laws and regulations. And so as we're developing this, we have to be cognizant of financial limits, transportation asset conditions, in demographic and economic development trends within Lycoming County. So first of all, the projects contained within the TIP must be consistent with financial guidance provided by PennDOT. And the TIP must be fiscally constrained. Not only are we given a total cap in the amount of funding available for projects, but different funding sources are restricted to certain types of projects. So, for example, we have some funds that can only be spent on bridge projects and not on highway repaving. Secondly, projects on the TIP must have been identified through a formal planning process. In 2018, we, the Watts MPO, had completed our most recent update of the Watts Long Range Transportation Plan. This document is updated every 5 years, and it looks forward 30 years to forecast future transportation needs. It contains a full analysis of current demographic, economic development, and asset condition trends, and identifies the most likely needed future improvements. Thirdly, as I mentioned, projects on the TIP must be consistent with modern asset management approaches. Federal laws have established a set of performance measures related to the transportation system that we must help meet as an MPO. These measures relate to things like road surface conditions, bridge conditions, safety, and transit asset age. At its most basic, the TIP is a list of projects and how we're going to pay for them. However, guidance that we've received from the Federal Highways Administration was to configure this new TIP more like a mini long-range plan. And so we've tried to pivot away as much as possible from presenting our TIP in the format of just a table of projects with a bunch of funding codes and project phases and all the supporting documentation that goes with that attached as appendices. It's important to recognize, though, that that table of projects and that represents projects and how they will be funded, that really is the TIP. But now, instead of treating that part of the document as the centerpiece, we're foregrounding the context behind that list of projects. So talking about those constraints that we were under when we were developing our TIP, what guided us as we selected certain projects? And so this document that we put out for public comment and review focuses more on those constraints that we were operating under when the projects were selected. We've arranged the document to be more readable and provide a very clear frame of reference, we hope, for how and why particular projects ended up on the TIP. These financial, demographic, planning, and asset condition constraints that I mentioned earlier are more fully explained and tied into the TIP project listing in this document. I'd like to say that a guiding principle for us as planners for the Watts MPO is really to remember who our audience really is when we produce these documents. We try not to produce these things just for federal highways or for PennDOT, although we do keep that in mind. The elements of this document shouldn't just be items on a checklist where we tick off a box and then move on to the next thing. We're producing them for you. It's the general public. So we want them to be as informative as possible. However, a lot of what we do is very weighed down by acronyms and jargon and technical terminology. As we've already touched on, with I've had to abbreviate so many things. But frankly, it's going to take us a while to detangle some of this. We get so tied up in some of the technical speak that trying to communicate those ideas can be difficult. But we're trying hard to detangle some of that and get better at communicating these things. So please see this as an early step in that process and not necessarily the end point. So this TIP document starts with a pretty standardized explanation of what an MPO is, how Watts is organized, and so on. We include this or something very similar at the beginning of all of our documents so that the public knows who is preparing the document and why we're responsible for doing so, and why the document is being produced. The next section of our TIP document contains our process that we followed when we developed the document. We've had several formal meetings with PennDOT and River Valley Transit, along with constant collaboration with both via email and phone. We've also included discussions of this TIP and its development at several public meetings before, including Watt's NPO meeting. Moving through the document, there are sections on regionally significant implementing projects from our prior TIP, the 2019 to 2022 federal fiscal year TIP. This is found on page 9. We also have a listing of projects from the prior TIP that were delayed on page 10. After this, we have a section that details the factors used in selecting projects that gives the planning context behind this that I mentioned earlier. On pages 11 and 12 of the TIP, we cover the fiscal constraints that we have had to work within. Briefly, all MPOs in Pennsylvania have seen a decrease in funding with this TIP, and those funds are being used to address unmet interstate maintenance needs. However, after the first 2 years of this new TIP cycle, the funding formulas will change, and we will actually receive more funding here in Watt. This is because of a shift to a lowest life cycle cost strategy by PennDOT, which will prioritize preventative maintenance projects to extend the useful life of transportation assets instead of prioritizing projects that are a sort of worst-first approach. From pages 12 to 14 of the TIP, we cover the project selection criteria and focus areas that were developed in our 2018 long-range transportation plan. There is a matrix included as Appendix F to the TIP that shows how the projects on the TIP that will be programmed intersect with the project selection criteria developed in the long-range transportation plan. The next section of the TIP reflects some new guidance that we've received from Federal Highways on how to approach considering environmental justice while programming our TIP. This is a relatively new process for MPOs in Pennsylvania. We've included some discussion of environmental justice in past TIPs. However, this is a new, deeper, more effective analysis. For clarity, when we talk about environmental justice, we are specifically talking about the requirement stemming from the presidential executive order in 1994 that we identify and address disproportionately high and adverse effects on minority populations and low-income populations. Federal Highways and the Federal Transit Administration worked with PennDOT and the York MPO to develop a four-step process for us to conduct environmental justice analysis in all of our planning and programming. They are calling this process the core elements of environmental justice, and it consists of the following steps. First, we identify environmental justice populations. Where are low-income and minority populations in Lycoming County? Second, we assess conditions and identify needs. So we look at what the status of our transportation system is in relation to the identified population. Third, we evaluate burdens and benefits. So we look at what are the positive and negative effects of our transportation planning and programming and where they are felt. And finally, we identify and address any disproportionate and adverse impacts and inform future planning efforts. Are any of the positive and negative effects disproportionate? And if so, what steps will be taken to make them proportional? From pages 15 to 28 of the TIP is the first two steps of that analysis. So that would be identifying environmental justice population, and then a detailed examination of the historic patterns of investment in our transportation system relative to those populations. Steps 3 and 4, the core elements of environmental justice, are discussed later in the document. From pages 29 to 36 of the TIP, we have included a detailed discussion of trends and targets for our various performance measures related to the asset conditions of our transportation system. There is also a short section there that states that we are an air quality attainment area, and therefore we do not need to do air quality conformity analysis. Some MPOs do have to do that as an additional constraint on developing their TIP. After that, I cover transit performance measures and targets. In pages 38 through 40, contain actual projects in this 2021 to 2024 TIF. There's a map and then a link to the project listings in the appendices. So now I'd like to present some of the highlights of these projects. Just a brief overview. So there will be 61 projects contained in the highway and bridge portion of the TIF. 30 of these are new projects appearing for the first time on this TIF, and 31 are carryover projects with phases that occurred in the prior TIF. 34 of the projects are bridge projects, 22 are highway projects, and 3 are safety projects. There are also two what are called transportation enhancement projects, which are phases 1 and 2 are the Miller's Run Greenway Trail project in the Little Rock Township. We have also programmed 3 projects that are landslide repairs that are much needed in Lycoming County, including on State Route 44, State Route 2039, which is Warrensville Road, and State Route 4001, which is Little Pine Road. We've also programmed interim repaving and repair projects to address needs where reconstructions were delayed by our reduced funding in this TIF round. We've programmed 6 local bridge projects, and we've also gotten 2 additional bridge projects for Lycoming County participating in the Act 89 $5 fee for local use program. In addition to the highway and bridge project, there are 11 transit projects. The final section of the TIF document, and that analyzes the TIF from 3 different perspectives. First, there is a fiscal constraint table showing that we are within our financial guidance. Second, there is a link to the project selection matrix in the appendices showing that our projects have been screened against local planning priorities. And finally, there is the second half of the environmental justice analysis showing how our TIF investments impact low-income and minority populations. I'd like to point out again that we had some delayed road reconstruction projects due to our reduced funding. And those projects would have disproportionately impacted low-income and minority populations. However, PennDOT District 3 came up with interim resurfacing projects to keep pavements from deteriorating farther while we wait for funding to become available in the future to complete the reconstruction. That summarizes our TIF document, and I would like to conclude my summary. And I would like to open this up if anyone has any questions or comments related to the draft TIF.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my name's Karen Koch, and I'm calling on behalf of the Center for Independent Living of North Central Pennsylvania. We are located in Williamsport, and we provide disability-related services for folks to keep people with disabilities living in the community, and, of course, a lot of them use mass transportation. And one concern that has been mentioned before, and especially now in light of the COVID-19 pandemic, is the lack of access to the food bank out off Oahu Drive. River Valley Transit drops people off on 4th Street. The distance from 4th Street to actually access the food bank is, I believe, like 4/10 of a mile. I checked this out a while ago. It may be closer to a half of a mile. There's no sidewalk there. It's a bit of a steep hill. For a person using a walker, a person with any kind of compromised mobility, it is quite a struggle to get that distance. Not to mention when you leave now, you may be carrying boxes of food and your burden is much heavier to carry. Right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, the fact that the food bank in Williamsport is now doubled the amount of food that they're distributing, there is an even greater need for people to have more access, greater access to the food bank. Because like I said, that last, the walk from where the bus drops off to the location it's a great barrier for a lot of people. I had spoke with River Valley Transit about this some time ago, and I believe that the concern or the issue was a place for the bus to turn around. It was suggested perhaps going through and come out in Newberry there over by Lonza or something. But anyway, for the record, just wanted to share that with you folks and the opportunity for the meeting.
Absolutely. Thank you for your comment. We will record that and share that with River Valley Transit.
Okay. Thank you very much. You know, I had an email get kicked back yesterday for Kevin Kilpatrick. Is Kevin no longer there?
No, he is not.
Oh, any idea how recent that's been?
I believe that was in January.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Do we have any other questions or comments regarding the Watts 2024 federal fiscal year TIP?
Scott, this is Carrie. I thought that was a very good presentation, very well spoken. If we could just get the names of everybody that participated written down somewhere for the notes, that would be perfect.
Yeah. If you've got notes ready to go, my name is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Koch, K-O-C-H, and speaking on behalf of the Center for Independent Living of North Central Pennsylvania.
Thank you, Karen.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, Carrie.
Yes, Scott.
How often do you think that I should chime in here to see if anyone has joined us?
When we did Northern Tier meeting, Brian Baker came on the line about every 10 minutes. Now, you're scheduled from 6 to 8, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I would just check back like every 10 minutes. If you're on your computer, you'll be able to see the participants. If anyone else joins in, you'll see their phone number pop up.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And right now we have five participants. We have Chris King is on the line, Sal, our public comment, and you. So we have five people on right now. So if another one comes on, you know, you'll be able to know.
Great. Hey, Sal, you're on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Scott?
Could you give a little bit of a rundown on how to access materials?
Sure. So if anyone is trying to access the TIP materials for the 2021 or 2024 draft TIP, you can find that from the county website, and that is just www.lico.org/Watts-MPO. That takes you right to the transportation website itself, and there is a link on the left-hand side of that page for the Transportation Improvement Program. If you need a hard copy, if you don't want a digital copy, you can reach out to me directly. My email is sitko@lico.org. You can also call my office phone. I have that linked to my cell phone now as well. So that number is 570-320-2140, and we can mail out a hard copy of the draft TIP if you would like that. Also on our social media accounts, so we have a Watts Facebook account, Watts MPO Twitter account, and an Instagram account. We're putting out snippets of different call-out sections from the WATSIM PONO. A couple things that we've put out previously to this meeting have been the funding increase that Scott mentioned in his presentation, a graphic on that, and then also what types of projects have been funded or are projected to be funded in this round. Any questions on that or accessing any of that material? And just so everybody knows, we will be the planning department starting this week. We are going back one day a week. We're spreading it out. So I'll be in the office on Fridays for the foreseeable future until the county decides that we're going to go back full time to the office. So if someone would need to get a hold of me, I'll be in the office on Fridays for right now.
All right, Scott, it looks like somebody else has joined. We have six participants now. I'm not sure if they're cell phones or it looks like two cell phones.
Hey, Kerry.
Yes.
One of those is mine. I'm actually, like, doing the audio on my phone because I really hate the speaker on my laptop.
Okay. I get you now. Okay.
Yeah, the 8705 number, that's me. And then I'm also connected through the app so that I can see if anyone joins. So two of those are me. Not trying to artificially pump up our attendance numbers or anything, but
yeah. All right. Well, I'll put it on mute, and then when, like you said, every 10 minutes, if you want to just ask if somebody else is on the line, you can do so.
Good evening. This is Scott Williams from the Watts MPO. Seeing if we have any additional questions or comments regarding the draft Watts Federal Fiscal Year 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. Doesn't look like anyone else has joined our call. I'm just checking to see. This is Scott Williams, Watts MPO Transportation Supervisor. Doesn't look like anyone's joined us, but just seeing if there are any public comments or questions regarding the draft Watt 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. This is Scott Williams, Watts MPO Transportation Supervisor. Doesn't look like anyone's joined us, but checking again to see if there are any public comments or questions regarding the Watts MPO Draft 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program.
This is Sal Vidko. If you're joining us, this is the WATS MPO Draft 2021 to 2024 TIP public meeting. If you have any questions, please let us know.
Good evening. This is Scott Williams, Transportation Supervisor, Watts MPO. Doesn't look like we've had anybody else join the call, but just wanted to see if we had any questions or comments from the public regarding the Watts 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. This is Scott Williams, Transportation Supervisor, Watts MPO. Doesn't look like anyone's joined us, but checking to see if we have any public questions or comments regarding the Watts MPO Draft 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. This is Scott Williams, Transportation Supervisor, Watts MPO. This is public meeting for public comment and questions regarding the draft Watts 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. It doesn't look like anyone else is joining the call, but if you have any questions or comments, please share them now. This is Scott Williams from Watts MPO, checking to see if anyone has called in to offer public comment or ask questions regarding the draft Watts 2021-2024 tips. All right, it's now 8 o'clock, and this concludes our public meeting to review the Watts MPO Draft 2021-2024 Transportation Improvement Program. Thank you all for joining me for this.
Well, there's some still here, Scott, but we are recording, so I didn't want to say anything. I will shut the recording off as you are done, and you can adjourn.
Okay.
Good job, guys.